This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Minister for Foreign Affairs Sisir Khanal holds telephone conversation with his Jordanian counterpart Amun Sufadi. Thanks, the minister thanks Jordan for ensuring the safety of Nepali nationals amid the ongoing regional tensions. Encroached settlements in Thapathali in the federal capital to be cleared by Sunday. And U.S. President Donald Trump says Israel-Lebanon ceasefire to be extended by 3 weeks. Now the news in detail. Minister for Foreign Affairs Sisir Khanal held a telephone conversation with Amun Sufadi, who is the Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Foreign Affairs and Expatriates of Jordan. During the call, Sufadi congratulated Khanal on assuming office. According to the ministry, the two leaders discussed Nepal-Jordan relations and reaffirmed their commitment to strengthen cooperation at both bilateral and multilateral level. Minister Khanal also thanked the Jordanian government for ensuring the safety of Nepali nationals amid the ongoing regional tensions. Separately, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs held an interaction with the Non-Resident Nepali Association on the draft of Non-Resident Nepali Act. Opening the discussion, Foreign Secretary Amrit Bahadur Rai described NRNA as a trusted partner and expressed the government's intent to further strengthen collaboration. Participants, including the NRNA president and former office bearers, offered feedback on the draft legislation, stressing the need to align it with the social, economic and cultural rights guaranteed by the Constitution while addressing the aspirations of the Nepali diaspora. Minister Khanal said the government plans to table the draft bill in the upcoming parliamentary session. He also highlighted the importance of clearly articulating constitutional principles and ensuring their effective implementation in the proposed law. Security forces have urged residents of encroached settlements in the Thapathali area of Kathmandu to vacate the location ahead of a planned clearance drive. A joint team of Nepal Police, Armed Police Force and Kathmandu Valley Police carried out public announcement using loudspeakers requesting people to leave the area before the deadline. The notice states that the encroached settlements will be cleared from tomorrow. The government has stated that it will begin necessary actions after identifying genuine landless households and publishing relevant notices. According to the information, the encroached land will be fully cleared starting from 6 a.m. tomorrow. The notice also warns that any obstruction to the clearance operation will be subject to legal action. The second meeting of the SAARC Intergovernmental Expert Group on Poverty Alleviation to finalize the first SAARC Development Report themed SDR 2025, Shaping the Future for a Resilient SAARC, was held in Male, that is the capital of Maldives, on Thursday, according to the SAARC Secretariat. The meeting was hosted by the Government of Maldives with financial and technical support from the Asian Development Bank. Delegations from SAARC member states, including senior officials from the development and foreign ministries, participated in the meeting. The session was opened by Prathma Upreti, who is the director of the Information and Poverty Alleviation at the SAARC Secretariat, representing the Secretary General of SAARC. She thanked the Maldives government for hosting the meeting and ADB for its continued support in regional cooperation. Maldives Minister of State for Finance and Public Enterprises, Hussein Imran Abdul Muhaimin, the chief guest, stressed the importance of the report and highlighted the country's vulnerability as a small island developing state, calling for a resilient and inclusive development strategies. ADB Lead Regional Cooperation Specialist Dong Xiang Li reaffirmed the bank's continued support to SAARC. Member states shared national perspectives and priorities for finalizing the report, focusing on regional cooperation, resilience and inclusive growth. The meeting was chaired by Deputy Minister Ali Rashid of the Maldives Ministry of Finance and Public Enterprises and concluded with the adoption of a report. The 20th Loktantra Divas is being observed across the country today by organizing various programs, including tributes to those who lost their lives during democratic movements. The day is marked in remembrance of the historic 19-day People's Movement of 2062-63 Bikram Samvat, which led to the end of the direct rule and autocratic regime of then King Gyanendra Shaha and the reinstatement of the dissolved House of Representatives. The monarchy's direct rule was formally ended on the 24th of April 2006 AD, that is 11th of Baisakh 2063 Bikram Samvat, and the dissolved House of Representatives was reinstated following the success of the movement. In his proclamation at the time, then King Gyanendra stated that the House of Representatives was reinstated in line with the public sentiment expressed through the movement, noting that the state power ultimately rests with the people of Nepal. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. U.S. President Donald Trump has said that the Israel-Lebanon ceasefire will be extended by 3 weeks following talks at the White House. However, long-term peace still remains ambiguous and ambitious and will require significantly more support from the Washington to disarm Hezbollah, according to a State Department correspondent of the BBC. Earlier, Trump told the BBC that whatever he's doing, it seems to be working very well when asked about his threats to Iran's civilization. In later remarks to reporters in the Oval Office, he said he does not want to rush into making a deal with Iran. Meanwhile, U.S. forces have boarded a ship carrying Iranian oil in the Indian Ocean, according to the U.S. military. Trump also claimed that the United States has total control over the Strait of Hormuz. In Iran, senior figures have spoken of iron unity following Trump's claims that the country's leadership is facing internal divisions. Israel's defense minister Yoav Gallant said Israel is prepared to renew the war with Iran if the U.S. gives the green light, warning that Iran could be returned to the dark and stone ages. The International Day of Multilateralism and Diplomacy for Peace is being observed across the world today with calls to strengthen global cooperation and peaceful resolution of conflicts. The day reaffirms the principles of the United Nations Charter, which promotes resolving disputes among countries through dialogue and diplomacy rather than force. It also highlights the importance of multilateral decision-making in addressing global challenges and maintaining international peace and security. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. Minister for Foreign Affairs Sisir Kanal holds telephone conversation with his Jordanian counterpart Aymun Sufadi. The minister thanks Jordan for ensuring the safety of Nepali nationals amid the ongoing regional tensions. Encroached settlements in Thapathali of Kathmandu to be cleared by Sunday. And U.S. President Donald Trump says Israel-Lebanon ceasefire to be extended by as much as 3 weeks. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website, www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.